Okay, so my name's Tim Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square. It's the 14th of August, 2009, and the time is 3:20 in the afternoon. Can I get you to tell us your name, your age, and where you come from?
I'm Jan Jenkins, I'm 52, and I come from Newport in Wales.
Thank you very much. Can you tell us when it was you first found out about the One Another Project?
From the Sky Arts website.
And what was it that inspired you to put your name forward?
I've always been interested in this plinth from Alison Lapper. And then I went to Hay Festival, saw Tim Marlowe interviewing Anthony Gormley. And then I applied straight away because I liked the idea of being a living statue, really. And I felt privileged to be part of the event.
And what's the kind of the significant interest in the plinth and what goes on? Why do you have that?
The plinth, it represents me as a person, just how I am in the world. Although I'm not very confident sometimes, it would be tempting to be someone other than myself, but I think it's such a good opportunity to represent who I am.
So what is it you're going to do when you're up on the plinth?
I'm going to make a crayon rubbing of the plinth. Hopefully there'll be something underlying there that will come through in the paper. I'm going to write my thoughts on the plinth when I'm up there. I'm going to give out some little plastic ducks, and I'm inviting people to take them on an adventure and fly themselves for the winter. Plus making a big origami paper aeroplane and hopefully fly that as well and give some other words. And also I'm hoping to communicate with people with tomato soup tins and some string and a very tenuous link to Andy Warhol's 50 Minutes of Fame by using Heinz tomato soup in relation to his Campbell's soup posters. So that's my very tenuous link to a bit of art.
And what's the kind of the importance and significance of art to you? What role does it play in your life?
I'm a nursery nurse. I work with children, 3 and 4. The ducks are me. I'm young at heart, I work with children, that's significant to me. I'm trying to do a part-time art degree, fine art degree, deferring it for a year because I have to work for another year, but I've completed a full year anyway, and art's important to me, really.
And what motivated you to get, you know, go back to university and get, you know, get involved with a fine art degree?
I initially wanted to learn how to draw, so I did an A-level art, then an access course, now a degree, and I have learned to draw, and I've become more confident. I've learned that I'm not too scared of a blank piece of paper anymore. I am a bit scared of drawing on the plinth because the camera's everywhere, and that's why I'm not going to draw on the plinth, really. I'm not that confident with it.
And how does it feel being a student?
Good, yeah. Why not, isn't it? Life's too short. Yeah, and that's another reason probably why I'm up there. Because you've only got the one life unless you embrace it, really.
So how did you feel when you received the email to say that you've been allocated a slot on the plinth?
I did a woohoo! And it took me 5 seconds to accept, and then thought, what am I going to do? But I think that's what lots of people have thought. But there was no way that I felt that I could refuse, because I wanted to do it. And like many people, I think, that have been on the plinth, I'm one of the people who are concerned about what I'm going to do, how I'm going to do it, and can I do it? I never thought of the height problem, but I'm just looking forward to it now.
And what reaction would you like from the crowd and those that are watching online?
I would like my communication system, my tins, to actually work, because it needs to be in a straight line for the sound to come through. I would like someone to have these plastic ducks. I would like to be able to make the paper aeroplane. I would like to be successful in what I do, really. I'm looking forward to writing my thoughts on this big piece of paper that I'm doing a crayon rubbing on. And that's about it, really. I just hope there will be some participation. And that's all, really.
And what things would you say are most important to you at the moment, then, in your life?
Being alive. just enjoying people and friends and family, really, and art.
And what hopes and fears do you have?
In relation to the plinth, no?
In relation to the plinth?
I hope that perhaps I've gained some friends from these ducks who are going south for the winter. I've given them my email address and perhaps they'll send me some photographs or information on it. They've all got individual names. They've all got a little questionnaire. So, and the aeroplanes have something on it. So, also, hopefully something will come of it. It's nice to have new friends, I think. Yeah.
And can you tell us a little bit more about your background then? You know, when you first got involved with, you know, working with young children and what's the background to that?
Because of my age, I helped my son, who's 26, in school. I went along and helped listen to the readers and children in school. And one of the teachers said, why didn't you go and learn how to be a nursery nurse or go to college or whatever? So I did. I went there for 2 years, which was when I was 30. So before that, I hadn't had any thoughts of art or anything like that, really. So, like I said, went to college to become a nursery nurse. So now when I worked in school, when you do drawings in school for 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, you tend to have to do a drawing with an outline or a black line. So you get used to drawing things like that. So that's why I wanted to learn how to draw. And that's when I came along at 47, something like that, decided to do A-level art.
And what kind of style of drawing does it have? Have you got a particular style that's significant?
I like drawing with charcoal and black and white and also oil painting. Yeah. And also, I prefer printmaking. Most of all, you know, I like doing printmaking, liner cuts and woodcut.
And what kind of stuff do you draw?
Mostly cubist type abstract things, really. I can get away with not being able to draw properly then. Well, you can't really, but you know, you have a go.
So who would you say you're going on the plinth for?
Myself. There's no other answer really.
What are you hoping to, you kind of mentioned, you know, gain some friends maybe, and what kind of impact are you expecting the plinth might have on you?
I'm not expecting it to have any impact really. I can't see me being a better person. I feel more alive really, and more of an alive person, and more worthwhile perhaps because of this, of what I've been part of living history. I feel obviously I won't be unique because there's 2,400 people, but unique in the world in some way, and I feel it's a part of my living history.
And what about the impact of the project?
I think it's a fabulous project. I think it should extend really, perhaps in another way. Someone wants to put someone stand on a bench in Camden Town or something to stand there, and I think it's a good vehicle, especially for Trafalgar Square as well. It doesn't get as many visitors, so I think it's a good idea for the square to have a living statue.
So how are you feeling half an hour before you go up? What's the emotional journey been like from first finding out to preparing and then to actually being here on Trafalgar Square?
It's really excited to start with, wondering what I'm going to do, being up all night watching plinthers and thinking what am I going to do. And then I had a period, because this was 5th of July I knew, so was it about 6 weeks ago, no, 5 weeks ago. And then I went through a period of, oh dear, I don't know what I'm going to do, I don't really want to go on it. But there was no question of me ever saying, no, I'm not. I just needed to get this motivation going again, really. And now, in the last couple of days, it's been the logistics of what I want to do on it. So the excitement's building, really. But I bet I'll forget everything I'm going to do when I'm up there. But I hope I won't. I hope I'm just going up there to enjoy it, really. Take photographs. Everyone takes photographs. But I'm really looking forward to it.
And who have you brought down to support you? Who's going to be watching you back at home?
My sister-in-law's with me, Meryl. And my son is in Hendon Police College, so I don't know whether he'll be able to watch it live, but hopefully you can watch it after. Loads of friends watching online. it's holiday time, so a lot of people are away, aren't they? So I've had loads of messages, good luck for this and that and the other. So yeah, most people are watching online. So.
And what will you be doing afterwards when you come down from the plane?
Going for a meal and then catching the bus home at 8:30. And then tomorrow is Shrewsbury Flower Show. You know. So.
But have you got any closing thoughts or comments on being part of the One Another project?
I'm looking forward to it really. Can't think of anything else.
Great. Thank you very much.
Okay.